It finished in a draw between Galway and Offaly in the Leinster Under 20 Hurling Championship in a game played at O'Connor Park in Tullamore on Saturday afternoon. Despite Offaly having wind advantage in the first half, Galway held a slender 1-5-7 points lead at half time, with their goal coming through Darren Shocknessy on 21 minutes. However, Offaly dominated the third quarter and they were 15-7 in front with 8 minutes remaining, having outscored Galway by 8-2 during this time in the second half. Galway finished strongly, and despite Dan Ravenhill seeing a penalty go wide, Galway scored the last 5 points of the game to force the draw at 15-112. Indeed, they had a couple of late wides, but they'll be happy enough to have left O'Connor Park with a share of the spoils at 112-15. Offaly were wind-aided in the first half, and they led by 5-2 on 14 minutes. Adam Screeny had pointed all of Offaly's scores, 4 from freeze and 1 from play, with Tiernan Lean opening the scoring for Galway and Darren Shocknessy also on target to leave 3 points between them at this stage. Indeed, it could have been worse for Galway had Galway goal custodian Darragh Walsh not deflected an Adam Screeny goal effort off the crossbar. Aaron Nyland then pointed a 65-metre free, and when he pointed from play, there was a point between them at 5-4. Then in 21 minutes, a good Galway move involving Jeremiah Davern and Joshua Ryan resulted in Darren Shocknessy goaling, and Galway had turned a 3-point deficit into a 2-point lead at 1-4-5. Barry Egan, who would end the game with 4 points, and Aaron Nyland then traded points before Terragainen pointed a free in 29 minutes, and Galway led by a point at the interval, 1-5-7. On the resumption, Shane Rigney equalised the scores before Adam Screeny hit Offaly in front at 9-1-5. Aaron Nyland then pointed a free on 36 minutes, but this was to be Galway's only score in the third quarter. Offaly added 4 additional points. Adam Screeny scored 2 more frees, Barry Egan shot his second point, and when Dan Burke pointed on 45 minutes, they led by 13-16. Oisín Lohan, now playing at midfield, he got a point for Galway, but before Barry Egan pointed for Offaly to leave it at 14-17. By now, Rory Burke was at centre-forward, Lohan, as I said, was at midfield, and team captain Tiernan Lean was at centre-half-back for Galway. Barry Egan's fourth point on 52 minutes had Offaly 15-17 in front, before Matthew Tarpey passed to Aaron Nyland, and he left 4 between them at 15-18. Then with 6 minutes remaining, Galway reduced to 14 men. Joshua Ryan was adjudged to have fouled Lee Kavanagh. He picked up a second yellow card and was sent to the line, and from the resultant penalty, Dan Ravenhill's shot went wide. Galway had then hit 4 points in a row. Aaron Nyland pointed a free, and Oisín Lohan shot his second point to leave it at 15-10. On 59 minutes, Nyland added another free, and then on 60 minutes, Rory Burke pointed to level the sides at 15-112. Galway had a couple of late chances that went wide, but as I said, they'll be happy enough to have left with a draw, and they will play Dublin next week at the same venue at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Galway's scorers on the day were Rory Burke, who got a point, Tiernan Lean got a point, Oisín Lohan got 2 points, Darren Shocknessy scored 1-1, while Aaron Nyland got 7 points, including 4 frees, 1 from his 65 and 2 from play, while Offaly's top scorers included Adam Screeny, who got 8 points, 7 frees, and Barry Egan, who scored 4 points from play. In the end, it finished in a draw. Galway played Dublin next week. That game takes place at Tullamore at 2 o'clock on Saturday, but it finished in the opening round. Galway 1 goal and 12 points, Offaly 15 points. Niall Canavan for Galway BFM.